So in this video, I'm going to give you dietary tips that you can use to protect you from arthritis. Now, there are several factors that can lead to arthritis, you know, which you can sum up in general as basically inflamed or stiff and painful joints. Now, a factor that can contribute to arthritis is, the declining ability to make certain, joint supporting compounds. And this tends to happen as you age. And it's a big deal. In fact, arthritis is the leading cause of disability among adults in the United States. And the medical costs and the earning losses total something like $300 billion per year. Most people don't realize this, but there are like 100 different types of arthritis. Arthritis affects like 30% of people, age 18 to 64, and half of all men and two-thirds of all women that are 65 and older. It's more than just the discomfort, because once you have arthritis, your risk for developing a serious health condition like heart disease or diabetes goes through the roof. So the most basic thing you can do to combat arthritis, like no matter what kind of arthritis you have, is probably the most effective thing. And that's to eat an anti-inflammatory diet. So let's look at that. And it should start with, omega-3 fatty acids, which really are the champions of the anti-inflammatory diet. So you can get omega-3 fatty acids from salmon and lake trout, mackerel and sardines, skipjack tuna, grass-fed beef, and pasture-raised eggs. Those are some of the best sources. Now, when it comes to plant-based omega-3s, I've got it listed up here, walnuts and chia seeds, flax seeds, as well as Brussels sprouts and hemp seed. I also suggest taking a high-quality omega-3 supplement, with the right ratio of the fatty acids EPA and DHA. And you'll find that proper ratio in Body Manual's omega-3 fish oil supplement, which you can get at bodymanual.com. Now, you should avoid hydrogenated vegetable oils like canola and soybean and corn oil, because these are high in the inflammatory omega-6 fatty acids. Now, another key to fighting arthritis is to eat foods that are high in sulfur. This is because sulfur is needed to make joint repairing compounds like glucosamine and chondroitin and MSM. Sulfur also helps your body to absorb other anti-inflammatory nutrients that you want to have, things like vitamin D and vitamin E, vitamin C, as well as CoQ10. So I've listed some of the sulfur-rich foods, here for you on the board. I've got cabbage and cauliflower, asparagus, onion and garlic, as well as kale and avocado. Now, another tip is to supplement with collagen, or a high-quality amino acid, because these building blocks are absolutely essential for joint repair and overall joint health. Bone broth is a great source of collagen and sulfur compounds, which can really help to really ease arthritic symptoms and rebuild tissue. So include bone broth in your diet at least on a weekly basis. And of course, eat lots of vegetables, and small amounts of low glycemic fruit, because their antioxidants will, combat oxidative stress, which is one of the things that really leads to cartilage breakdown. They'll also provide you with the enzymes that you need to help really reduce inflammation. And you should minimize your sugar intake, as much as possible. And that's not just table sugar. It's all the hidden sources of sugar, including grains and refined carbs and processed foods. And you need to avoid chemicals as well, like artificial sweeteners and MSG, and again, all the chemicals that tend to be in processed foods or fast foods. And definitely, don't use the hydrogenated oils. Those are, many of the plant oils, right? I've got them listed up here again, the corn, the soybean, and the canola. But it also includes the fake butters like margarine and, all those things were unfortunately promoted as healthy, for like the last 50 years, but it turns out not so much. So avoid those hydrogenated oils like the plague. Make a real effort to limit or eliminate the grains from your diet, as well as the processed foods. Because all of these dietary changes can drastically reduce the inflammation and pain that you experience, while at the same time, providing your body with the nutrients that they need, right? To make your joints, really happy and healthy. Joint health also relies on movement, so make sure to, get in some kind of regular exercise every single day, at least every other day. And one of the additional benefits is that exercise also tends to boost mental health, which is often compromised, once a person is suffering from like constant, chronic physical pain or disability, or just the loss of the ability to do the activities that, you really want to do. But all of this can be improved, by following an anti-inflammatory diet, as the primary lifestyle solution, and making exercise a routine. All right, if you haven't already subscribed, just click below. I'll make sure that you get my next video. All right, I'll see you there.